Now, you ought to know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
And your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Hey, it's great to be with you. A live broadcast, the 7th of September, the first Saturday in September. And boy, has it been beautiful Saturdays in Maryland. It has been incredible. And another one on the way. Good times. And of course, NFL opening day, a lot of stuff going on. It's a great time to be alive. That's for sure. We hope you get a chance to join us. We have a toll free number to call, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Let's go to the phones and see who we have on the line. I'm Dave Serio. Who is this?
This is Mike Lambert. Who are you?
Oh, Mike Lambert. I told you, I'm Dave Serio. Pay attention, for crying out loud.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
I know. That's a terrible thing. Good. Yeah. Well, you know, you can't afford to pay attention. We understand. We know how
well,
that is.
What it is we have the Racer Sound Festival going on.
Yes.
Which is about two blocks from my house.
Yes.
And they detour everybody for the parade through the neighborhoods. And Everybody thinks what we have is a two-way stop is now a four-way stop. So I've almost seen about six wrecks so far this morning, so that distracted me.
I understand. Well, the things that go on in your life, Mr. Mike, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's
amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's truly. So good morning to you. We enjoyed talking to you on our last show, and you've got a lot of great information for the folks. I know that every single Saturday. Your contact information is 410-833-1632. That's the phone number people can call during the week, ask you questions about the detailing business and what they can do to protect their cars. And then website has a lot of the answers already, including pricing.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of shops like yours don't put the pricing on the website. You do know that, right?
I've heard that.
Yes. But you're right up front. You let people know what things are. It is not inexpensive. It is $250 detail, but one that can last for a long time for folks. As for me, cars that you did 2012. I think it was 2012.
I think the first
you started
one was the orange Challenger. So how long did you have that for? Yeah.
That in 2012 you did my orange Challenger, and I still have the same coating on it. It still beads up like a, you know what, every single rain out here. And I probably don't maintain it anything like I should. But in spite of that, it still looks great. And people compliment me all the time on the paint on that car. And, of course, my 2003 Viper.
Good.
You changed the characteristic
the
of that car.
Too. Now you have to be upfront with the people. Your cars stay inside a lot, which
they
helps
do.
Prolong anything you put on paint. So, you know, when Dave says he's getting 10 years out of a coating that was designed to last 2 years, that's the reason. But I guarantee you, on a car that sits outside, if you take care of it the way I tell you to, you'll get more than the coating's rated at. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, I mean, they really are fantastic. Probably one of the best investment deals out there on a car that you could do right now.
I do. I think so. I think as far as in continued time and effort, I think the coating is the way to go because it cuts down on your maintenance and having to do this and having to do that. I just think, and not just because I do coatings, but I'm a firm believer in them because of just what I've read and seen on the cars that we've done.
All right. Well, I've got 2.5 minutes, sir, for you to tell us our tip of the week, and then we'll bring it back for the car show, sir.
Sure. We're going to talk about the different ways to protect your paint, and you do need to do that. Don't let anybody tell you that you never need to wax your car again or maintain your car again, even if you have a coating on it. You still got to maintain the car. So it used to be when from the late 90s when clear coats came out, salesmen would tell you, oh, it's got a clear coat on it. You never need to wax this car again. Well, that was a lie then, and it's a lie now. They just didn't know. What clear coat is a paint that has no color in it, and it has UV inhibitors in it. And what that does is protect the color of your paint from fading. And if you look around while you're driving, you can see that there are cars that are splotchy looking, or they have faded, or they have paint peeling off of it. That is cars that have not been maintained properly. So there are tons of products out on the market. There are spray waxes, which you can wash your car once a month. And then as you drive the car, you can spray the wax on the car, or you can just take a soft microfiber towel and spray the wax on the car after that.
Boy, that's tough to put the wax on. It's tough to put the wax on while you're driving. That's pretty impressive.
while you're drying.
Oh, drying.
Getting the water off the car. So anyway, and then you have the latest and greatest thing now is spray coatings. I'm not a big fan of them, but if that's the way you want to go, more power to you. Use what you like to use, and you'll use it a lot more often. The spray coatings, you have to really read the directions and see how to apply them because they tend to streak and smear.
Gotcha.
If you use too much. So you want to be careful of that. And then there's the tried and true liquid wax and paste wax. Nowadays, no difference in how long they last, whether it's liquid or paste. They have to thin down the product just to get it in a container and make it easier for you to use. So I'm a big fan of sealants.
Right.
And they last a little bit longer. Natural waxes will last you about 3 to 6 months if you're lucky. Sealants will last you about 6 months if you take care of them really well. So you do need to take care of your car. And no matter, just find some way to take care of it that's easy for you to do it, so you'll do it more often and you'll keep your car looking good.
Very good. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about some car shows that are going on, including a show right here in Frederick, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. I'm Dave Serio. This is You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Turned 10 because money didn't grow on trees. Cheap cigarettes with the windows up was just part of the air I breathe. I didn't choose the redneck life. The redneck life chose me.
I love that voice.
Yeah, me and my daddy built my first car, strung the motor up in a tree. We wore the beer box helmets with the eyes cut out, rat racing them junkyard jeans. Yeah, me and my crew.
Bills and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar double round of crown and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise cause the girls they are so pretty. Riding up and down
into a building. The IRS building. I heard building and plane. Then I heard IRS. I was like, well, let's hear him out. I'm pretty sure I know how that phone call went. What's that? You're taking my house. I'll bring the keys right over. You guys are on the fourth floor, right? Fourth floor?
That voice may sound familiar from Mike and Molly fame. That, of course, is Billy Gardell and plane into an IRS building. We can all figure that one out. I'm Dave Serio. Good morning to you. It's a 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock show right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD's You Ought to Know every Saturday morning. But you know, the guy that really is WFMD, we're going to bring him up right on the show right now. This is the one and only mayor of Frederick, of course. And that, of course, we say the Frederick Show, Mr. Bob Miller. Good morning, Mr. Bob.
Dave Serio, IRS agents are coming to your house right now after that playing of that joke.
I ain't scared. Oh, no. Anyway, so good to talk to you this morning, sir.
Well, thank you, sir. I actually have a question for Mike Lambert.
Well, we've got
My truck's been sitting outside, and I've got some sap on it.
Uh-oh.
That has kind of dried on me, and I'm kind of wondering what's the best product to put on your car to help get that sap off other than the old-fashioned elbow grease.
Now, when you talk about sap, you're not talking about relatives. You're talking about from a tree.
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to get that straight.
My relatives are all wonderful.
Oh, they are all wonderful.
All wonderful.
You've never said that before. That's amazing. I've never heard you say that before. But anyway.
Co-workers, maybe not.
That's true. Well, enough of talk about Frank. That's enough of that. Okay. Yeah. Let us find out from Mike. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to do the old-fashioned back and forth. I hate to do that to you. We'll do the old-fashioned.
You know, I know all about it.
All righty. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Hold the phone. Hold the phone. We've got Mr. Mike Lambert on the line. And, Mike, did you get a chance to hear that question?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And that's the shame of you for making fun of his family.
Oh, no, no. That's just something I do. That's just me, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, about my own family, so it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
No, tree sap's easy.
Okay.
91% alcohol. Put it on a microfiber towel or a wad of paper towels.
Okay.
Let it. If it's hardened up, you'll have to let it sit for a minute or two on the paint.
Okay.
And it won't. And it will soften it right up. And then you want to kind of try to pinch it off. You don't want to try to rub it because you might scratch some of the paint. But you may have, if it's dried on there and it's a thick blob, you may have to do that a couple times, but it will take it off.
So,
or if you don't have 91% alcohol and you don't feel like going to the store, if you got hand sanitizer, put a blob of that on it and let it soak.
Okay, so either hand sanitizer or the 91, what do they call that, propopulpo or whatever it is? I don't know, some alcohol. You
know? And you can actually, if he wants to go.
We're not talking Jim Beam.
Rob the first aid kit. He can get alcohol wipes too. That'll work.
Okay, so alcohol wipes, the hand sanitizer, and the best is the 91% alcohol.
Yes.
All right. Well, hold the phone, sir, and I will be right back. We are back with Bob Miller. This is just classic radio. Bob Miller.
So I'm not supposed to drink it.
No. Well, no, you can. That's okay.
Okay.
No problem. It would probably be best not to get the Jim Beam out. It would probably be best to stick with, like, the 91% alcohol that you're not supposed to drink. He also mentioned hand sanitizer. Okay, that will work. But the key thing that he mentioned that I want to make sure I emphasize to you is not to rub it. Is to just blot it off, because birdies eat all kinds of seeds and things, and when they and sap from the tree and all that stuff has little particles in it, and it will just scratch your paint. So you want to, anytime you're dealing with bird dew or you're dealing with a sap, you want to make sure that you just blot it and not rub it.
Yeah, pinch it off, I think he said too.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, because it's not big. Little tiny little speck spots.
Yep. Then it'll come right off that 91% alcohol. That'd be the best stuff.
I'm going to go. I got some of that. I'm going to try it right now.
Okay. Sounds good, Mr. Bob.
Thank you, Dave.
Hey, thanks for calling the show.
Thanks, Mike. And Mike, the reason why he makes fun, just to let you know, he's a Ravens fan.
Yeah. Hey, wait till tomorrow. Wait till tomorrow. That's all I say. Okay? We already took care of the Skins in preseason. Jeezy peasy, okay?
Well, good luck.
All right, that's Bob Miller, and we're back with Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop on the line. By the way, he slammed our Ravens. You heard that.
I thought he was a nice guy.
Yeah, until then, he kind of took a turn. That's what he did right there.
Yeah, I don't know what his problem is, but it must be something in the air up there.
I believe the Ravens should consider just playing preseason, and that's it. 16 games in a row that we've won in preseason. Four seasons at four games apiece, and we've won every single preseason game. And we don't play our first string all the time.
No, and so that should just earn us an automatic berth in the Super Bowl, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. That's 16 games in a row. One, we've done it. We're undefeated. Let's do it.
There you go.
I don't know if you know it or not, but I am driving to Miami tomorrow for the game.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. A buddy of mine, Mark, which you know, Mark, I've talked to him about it. Mark and I and another guy, Bill, are on our way. We're all Ravens fans going down to Miami. Got our seats in the end zone. We're looking forward to it.
Okay. Are you in the end zone with the swimming pool?
With the what?
Don't they have a swimming pool there?
They do, but we're not in that end zone, no. We're not in that end. And we're not going to be going in the swimming pool. We're there for football.
Oh, okay. Got you.
We're fans. We ain't just, hey, you know, there's something else going on. We don't care. We're there for the game.
All right.
Okay, so let's talk about some car shows. There's one in Frederick that's going on either right now or going to start in a few minutes, right?
Sure.
Okay.
We'll do that one first then.
Okay.
Today, as you just said, today is the annual Corvette at West Ridge in Frederick, Maryland. And that is at 1005 West Patrick Street. And they say that's behind the Outback Steakhouse.
Uh-huh.
And it is from 10 to 3. It is a free show. okay. for everybody.
Great.
But they asked for donations for the St. Jude's Children's Center, which is an excellent charity.
Absolutely.
So hope everybody goes out there and spends some money.
Okay.
And then we also have today, we have the MCAC Security Mall Showstopper Street Beast Show. And that is from 11 to 3. It's an outside show. Registration is from 8 to 11, and that is $20. Awards will be presented at 12, and there's tons and tons of awards. Too many to list.
Okay. I got you. And that
then,
sounds good.
Tomorrow, we have the Sykesville American Legion Fall Show, and that is at 7327 Slacks Road in Sykesville. From 8:30 to 3, registration is $20, and it benefits the American Legion National Emergency Fund.
Phew. Between the charity and that car show and security, they fill up the whole flyer.
It does. So, also, now tomorrow, which I will be at and my friend Jay will be at with a very nice car, we have the 33rd annual Reisterstown Festival Car Show. Now, the festival started today. It's going on right now. But the car show is 1209 Reisterstown Road at the Hanamore Center. And the car show is at the front parking lot. Registration is from 8 to 11 and $8. And if you're bringing your car, before 11, because they will close the lot at 11 on the dot, because that's when the festival starts, and we can't have more cars coming in.
Gotcha.
Trophies are at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably 30 or 40 cars there at least, and they're always really nice cars. So please come out and see us. And there's tons of food, tons of places for the kids to go, and you'll have every politician you want to talk to will be there.
There you go. Now, I got a question for you. I don't know if you can answer this or not, but what kind of car is Jay bringing?
Is one of two allowed legally in the country R34 Nissan GTRs.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, he has. There are some other GTRs in the country that were smuggled in.
Right.
They are not legal. He has spent all the money to have the EPA approved. There's only two of them in the country that are legal.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And what year is about that?
Ooh, the year, I don't know.
Like a 99 or 2000 or something? Or
It's one of those 90s cars that.
Yeah.
It was painted a purplish color, I will call it.
Okay.
I don't know the official name, but it was never meant to be imported into this country. So it came from Japan by way of England, is where he bought it. It was shipped over here in a container. It spent a year and a couple of months at an EPA facility in downtown Baltimore, which is secret.
Yep.
And got all the OBD2 stuff put on it, and now he has to send EPA statements about every time it goes out the door, and it's just a great big hassle. But it's an absolutely stunning car, and it's
just well worth seeing.
The steering wheel's on the incorrect side.
Well, what did they do that for?
I don't know.
Now they're going to ask us to put the lines in the middle of the road. Well, they already do that. That's incredible. That is an incredible car. I would love to see that in person. Yeah. I'm sorry that I'm down here and it's up there, but I would love to see that car in person.
Yeah, and we're gonna be doing something real special with it. Probably in the late fall, early winter with Modesta and doing some filming and things like that. So I'll let you know about that. And I got one other show I talk about real quick.
Okay.
Sunday, September the 22nd, and we'll talk more about this later, but from 11 to 2, the Clarksburg Cars and Coffee people are putting on what they call Rods and Rescues, and that benefits the Reach Out Rescues, and we're going to be sponsors. Rios is going to be sponsors. There'll be door prizes and goodie bags, and that's at the Harris Teeter Shopping Center in Clarksburg. So we'll talk more about that as time gets closer.
That sounds good. And September 22nd is coming up faster than you think, I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable. Mike, thank you so much for being with the show. We appreciate that today. Thanks for helping us out with Bob Miller's question. I appreciate that. And your contact information, once again, is 410-833-1632. The website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Tell the guys I said hi.
I will do that. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. We appreciate him, and we are taking a real quick break. Back in just a few moments with your phone calls and a whole lot more. This is You Ought to Know. Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Let's rearrange. I wish you were a stranger. I could disengage. Just say that we agree and never change. Soften a bit and say we all just get along. That's disregard. You find another friend and you discard. As you lose the arguments in a cable car. Hanging above as the canyon comes between. And everyone knows I'm in.
strikes anywhere we go.
Nothing about cars. If my car breaks down, I have to make the noises my car's making for the mechanics. And you know they know you have to do that because there's always like five of them hanging around waiting for a show, you know? They're just standing there, hey, here he comes. What's the matter with your car, man? I don't know, you know? If you could take a look at it, come on, what's the matter with it? Tell us. So you gotta stand there while it's going. Blah, 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 blah. Can you fix that? I don't know. I just clean up air. Harry! You're gonna have to talk to him.
Brian Regan and doing some car sounds for the mechanics. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. 10 to 11 right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. We've got Sammy on the line. Good morning to you, Sammy.
Good morning.
How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Great. How can we help you today here on You Ought to Know?
Look, I got a 67 GTO. I got a leak around the speedometer housing there.
I gotcha.
And I want to know what's a good place to have it looked at. I don't know if it's the O-ring in there or what, but it's kind of leaking, kind of heavy.
A lot of independent shops can handle that for you, even though we're finding fewer and fewer that work on the classic cars. But I know Dynamic Automotive does that. What area are you in Frederick?
I'm not in Frederick. Oh, okay. I'm in Baltimore.
Oh, you're in Baltimore. Okay. All right. What area of Baltimore are you in?
North End.
Okay.
It doesn't matter where.
All right. Well, then I would recommend Radcliffe Motor Car Company. Radcliffe is in Reisterstown. And they work on a lot of the American classic cars. They're right in Reisterstown. The phone number is 410-517-1681. And the gentleman that asked for is Richard. He's the owner. Richard, if you want to go to the website, it's rmccar.com. But Radcliffe Motor Car Company works on a lot of the American collector cars, and definitely the GTO falls into that category, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Okay, they should take good care of you. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. We appreciate that. We've got a call on the line. I'm Dave Serio. Who's this on the air?
Dave, this is Tom from Frederick.
Hey, Tom. Good morning, sir.
Great show. Hey, Dave, I've got a 97 Ford Explorer Sport. It's got a V6, the single overhead cam in, automatic.
Uh-huh.
And it's got a replacement Jasper engine with less than 83,000 miles on it.
Okay.
Yesterday, I went and jumped in to go to work. It would crank just fine, but it wouldn't start. Kind of left me in a lurch there. But
yep.
And then this morning, I went out there. It started just fine.
Oh, boy. Well.
So I know that, you know, it's like with less than eight. I know it's not a compression thing.
Okay.
Are they known for anything fire or fuel-wise? Is that particular model known for anything in particular?
Well, a lot of cars are known for the crank sensor, crank position sensor, and the cam sensors. Did any check engine light come on at all? I know it would come on when it doesn't start, but does it light up after the vehicle ran?
I don't recall seeing it. It doesn't mean it wasn't there.
There may be a code in there, which would really be helpful. If the car recognized it, definitely would be helpful to have the code in there. But that possibly could be it. Cam sensors are something that we see. Camshaft position sensors, we see a lot of that. There are two of them on your vehicle, and we see a lot of them fail. And when they do, the car will not start. It will crank, but it won't start. So that's a very good possibility.
So it's the crank position sensor or the cam position sensor.
Right. You have two cam position sensors and one crank position sensor. So any one of those three sensors could be it. Hopefully there is a code in the system that the vehicle recognized it and set a code for one of those sensors, making it easier to diagnose.
Okay. So if I were to pull, I'm going to pull a code there, you think it would still be in the system there?
Yep, it should be. If it's just been a couple days, yes.
Okay, what would be a, what would you suggest or recommend for a good code machine or
well, or any scanner can do that. Any scanner can get those codes, whether it's the ones that you get free at the auto parts store, or whether it's at an independent shop like Dynamic Automotive or Wassler Auto Service. Any of those guys can handle that for you without a problem.
But is there one I can get at a local auto parts store?
Yeah, yeah.
Handheld one that I could use myself?
Absolutely. Yep, they've got them available for sale. Some as low as like $99. Some of them, you know, will do a little bit more. But, yeah, you can get a scanner that can get that code test out without a problem.
Can you suggest, recommend a scanner brand?
I don't, because in our business, we use a professional like the Snap-on or the Mac or something like that. But any of those will be fine. There's not going to be a problem there. If you're just looking to get a code and just get the basic information out of it, any of the scanners that they sell at the auto parts store would be fine.
Okay. One last thing.
Sure.
Since we got it new back in 97, any chance it'd be the fuel pump? Or?
Oh, sure. If it's fuel-related, it could be a fuel pump. But fuel pumps usually, and this is the key word, you put it in, usually are not intermittent. If you had a fuel pump that caused your vehicle not to start, if you went back there the next morning, it still probably would not start. So very rarely are they intermittent unless you get underneath the tank and bang on it. Sometimes you can get a fuel pump to do that, and it'll come back to life for just a little bit. But if you didn't do any of that, if you just went in and started the car and it wouldn't start, and then you went back and started and it did, it usually is not a fuel pump.
Mm-hmm.
Usually.
Okay.
Yep.
You think it would be a good proactive thing to do anyway, since the good Lord has got, it's a 97. And
oh, no, I would never replace a fuel pump unless you need it. They're not inexpensive. They're in the tank. They're a little bit of labor involved in order to do that. So unless a fuel pump actually has gone bad, I would not replace it under maintenance.
Even though it's like 22 years old?
Yep. I wouldn't replace it under maintenance.
Okay.
Yep.
Dave, thanks for your sterling advice. It really...
Yeah, that's a pretty expensive maintenance item that you would only want to do if you know for sure that you've had a problem with it.
Yeah, I just don't want to be broke down on 270 or some guy.
No, I do understand that, but they usually they're usually very durable, and when they do go, they usually go in a situation like this where it's a no start. When you go to start it in the morning, they don't usually die on the middle of the road. But you know, anything can happen, but they don't usually do that.
Yeah. Dave, thanks for your great advice.
Thank you, Sam. See you, buddy.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm Dave Serio. Who do we have on the line?
Hello, Dave. It's Jose and Todd.
Hey, Jose and Todd of the Dynamic Duo from Dynamic Automotive. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good. How are you?
I'm great, sir. Great.
We've got a very busy Saturday going on.
Okay. All righty.
We've got all kinds of stuff, including blown brake lines coming in the door.
Well, let me guess. It's a domestic truck about 12 years old.
Well, close. It's a domestic car about 12 years old. But,
okay. Which one?
It's a GM. It's a GM Chevrolet Impala.
Okay, that's unusual for them. We don't see too many of the cars with that. Definitely see that of the SUVs and the pickup trucks all the time.
Oh, yeah, we've done a lot of those ourselves here. But, yeah, we have seen a few of the cars do it, but it's right up behind the fuel tank there where, you know, the salt kind of accumulates in the wintertime and really never gets washed out.
Yes, sir. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to have to take a real quick break. You called me right before a hard break, so we want to take care of that and get that squared away. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on in the shop in Liberty Town and, of course, also all about Dynamic Automotive. It's four locations. So all that will be coming up in just a few moments. So, guys, I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okie dokie. Thank you.
All right. That's Jose Bueso and also Todd from Dynamic Automotive. They'll be back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Sirio. This is You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Be right back.
Is all you need. You never hear that. You know why? No tubes. We don't have tube one. We are essentially tubeless. More than happy. I bet you say that sometimes, don't you? Once in a while, you say to somebody, oh, I'd be more than happy to do that. How can you be more than happy? To me, this sounds like a dangerous mental condition. We had to put Dave in the mental home. He was, more than happy. One more of these, in your own words. People say that to you. You know, when you hear that a lot in a classroom or in a courtroom, they'll say to you, tell us. In your own words. Do you have your own words? Hey, I'm using the ones everybody else has been using. Next time they tell you to say something in your own words, say, Nick Flut Blarney Quando Flu. Out walking the streets. You know, guy gets a parole. They say, now instead of being in prison, this guy is out walking the streets. A lot of times they steal a car, you know. And we ought to be glad. Thank God he stole a car. At least he's not out walking the streets.
The one and only George Carlin with the everyday expressions we take for granted. Like, we take for granted. Yep. I'm telling you, incredible stuff he did. George Carlin, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's bring the dynamic duo back up. We have Jose and Todd from Dynamic Automotive, the Liberty Town location. And I hated to interrupt you on that, Mr. Todd, but I know you were talking about the brake lines on the Malibu, or is it the Impala? The Impala that you had there?
The Impala, yeah.
Yeah, we're starting to see that in some of the domestic automobiles, more than the Japanese automobiles, and at least in my estimation, but we're starting to see that in some of the domestic automobiles, the light trucks, the SUVs, and as you said, now a sedan.
Yeah, I mean, we see our fair share of it, and I tell you, it's kind of interesting how the OE manufacturers have evolved over the years. You know, as of late, they're using all coated lines where they have like a coating of plastic over top of the steel, and it
right.
really helps resist corrosion. But up until about 10 years ago, they were just bare steel lines, and
they rusted.
You know, they rust, they fail.
Yep.
So, definitely want to get those checked out when you have your car in for service, checking those brake lines, because they fail when you need them the most, unfortunately.
And when they fail, it's dangerous because your brake pedal will go right to the floor, no brake life whatsoever, and it can be extremely scary. It's happened to me on a F-250. I was on the Baltimore Beltway many, many years ago, and when your brakes go to the floor, an emergency brake will help, but sometimes if you're doing 65 miles per hour, you don't want to have that happen.
Oh, yeah. An emergency brake won't hold the car like regular brakes will. And,
nope.
And that's a known fact. You smash that emergency brake down or you pull up on that ratchet, and then you realize, oh, my God.
This is all I got.
It's not really working that well.
This is all I got. You know.
Yeah.
I'm going in.
All right. Well,
that's a heck heck of a feeling when you lose your brakes. That really is.
That is for sure. Hey, I've got Craig Shipp hanging in the weeds here. And so we need to talk about the four locations of Dynamic Automotive and give him just a moment to tell us what's going on in the area. So what you got for us, Mr. Jose?
Okay, so if you need brake service here in the Liberty Town area, give us a call at 301-694-6250. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to 3. Also, our original location in New Market, Maryland, their phone number is 301-694-5460. You'll talk to Sarah or Bobby or my partner Lee at that location. We have another Bobby at the New Market location.
There you go.
They have the same hours of operation there. And our largest location, located right off of 270 in beautiful Urbana, their phone number there is 301-874-8833. That shop boasts a 4-bay quick lube facility up front, a 9-bay repair shop, and a 60-foot soft cloth car wash that Mike Lambert, the extreme detailer, swears by.
Absolutely.
And our final location, which is right off of 15, their hours of operation, 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Big Bobby Allen handles that shop, and he does a lot of fleet account work at that location, along with regular repair and service on trucks and vehicles. And we started Dynamic Off-Road, specializing in Jeep modifications at that location. Give Big Bobby a call if you need something done to your Jeep. And if you mention Dave Serio or the show, you ought to know, you'll get 10% off on any service or repair at any location. Just mention Dave Serio or the show, you ought to know, and you'll get 10% off.
Sounds good. Thank you. And by the way, Todd, I wanted to mention, when you talk about the inspection of the vehicles for brake lines, one other thing that you want to make mention, and of course I know you know this, sometimes people will feel the brake pedal get nice and soft on them and kind of sink to the floor just a little bit, and then it'll be okay. And they think, well, that was just a freakish thing. Well, in many cases, it is just the beginning of, like, the brake line rot that we start to see, where it just starts to seep out of there and cause that.
Right, correct. Yeah, a small hole, you can definitely get some air start working its way in the system. You can get a little bit of a spongy pedal before the catastrophic failure where it just completely bursts.
Right.
So, yeah, all of those are signs of needing to get that automobile in for service sooner than later.
Absolutely. Well, Todd and Jose, thank you so much for being with us. Dynamic Automotive, by the way, has a great website that has all the information on all of their locations. That's dynamicautomotive.net. And guys, we appreciate you joining us here.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Have a blessed day, guys.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. That's the Dynamic Automotive, Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive, the Dynamic Duo. Craig Shipp from Frederick.com is on the line. Good morning, Mr. Craig.
Good morning, and it is a beautiful, picture-perfect day here in Frederick County. And do we have events? I mean, if people can't find an event to go to today, and I don't know what rock they're living under. So let's go real quick.
Okay.
We've got the J Bar W Ranch tonight, the rodeo.
Rodeo.
The finals of the series. So this is a biggie. So tonight at 7, gates open at 5. So definitely check that out. It's first Saturday today in downtown Frederick. So they'll have live entertainment, a lot of things going on there.
Okay.
There's something called a Mountain Mystery Weekend at Old Mink Farm here in Thurmont Main Street Farmers Market. That was this morning, so that's kind of wrapping up. We've got the Hagerstown Regional Airport has their Wings and Wheels Expo.
That's always neat.
Today.
Yep. Planes and cars at the same time is neat.
That's a really cool event. They've got the great vintage aircraft in there and so forth. That's going to be really cool. Got an open house at Luna Yoga. We've got a grand opening block party, and that's for some kind of a new development. Ryan Legacy Builders put that in here. Everetti Square Chabreau is having a Ren Fest in the city event. These are all today, by the way.
Yep.
There's an ice cream social going on that the Historic Society of Frederick is putting on. And then we go into tomorrow, the Little Gems have an event. there's another open house at the Bowling Brook Mansion, you know, people for weddings and things like that. So a whole bunch of things coming up. So the, where you can find this, this whole list is if you just go to Facebook.com/Frederick County, Facebook.com/Frederick County, and click on events. If you search Frederick County on Facebook, you'll see the Frederick Spire is the logo, one of the church spires, and click on that and make sure you like that page and keep an eye on the events posted there.
Very good. Well, there's a whole lot going on, but I tell you one thing is this is the time of year, September and October, some very, very big months when it comes to festivities and trying to get them all in before the winter hits. And start to feel some of the cooler temperatures, aren't you?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And then the street festival's next Saturday.
Oh, okay, great. And that's always so a popular festival.
And then we've got, coming up in a couple of weeks, we've got the festival in Middletown that is incredible. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, this is the time of the year. And theirs is on the 28th. And then, of course, we've got the Great Frederick Fair coming up here in about another week or so.
Right. That's one, that's one of the later fairs. You know, Baltimore County does theirs. Of course, the state of Maryland does theirs right, you know, the week before school starts. So this is it's a great time to be alive in Frederick and a whole lot going on. And, boy, the weather has been just gorgeous on the weekends. It really has.
It really is. And this is my kind of weather. I mean, nice and cool at night.
You got it.
It's going to be 80 degrees for high today. I mean, you know, this is what you guys get down there in Florida all winter from about November to, you know, April.
Exactly.
This is the kind of weather you all have all winter. But, yeah, we're getting ours now. So, yeah, folks need to get out and enjoy these events.
Well, sounds good, Craig. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show. We appreciate that. Frederick.com, of course, is the place to be for festivities. And you can also, of course, email Craig, craig@frederick.com. And don't forget to go to facebook.com/Frederick County. Thank you, mister.
Take care. Great show, Dave.
Thank you, Craig.
Bye-bye.
That's all the time we have for today's show. Thank you so much for joining us here at You Ought to Know. And, of course, we're here on Free Talk 930 WFMD every single Saturday morning, 10 to 11. Have a blessed day. Thanks for joining us.
The man, Carroll Shelby, engineer, race driver. The car, the Shelby Mustang GT.
To build my kind of car, I had to take an existing car and modify it. I could have chosen any set of wheels I wanted. I picked Mustang. Mustang is style right, lean and strong looking, not fat and round. And Mustang has that long list of features and options. I'll tell you, when it comes to imitations, I've seen some, but competition for the original, I haven't seen any. Only Mustang makes it happen. These aren't just words. It's a fact.